Ramban Parshas Vayeschanan. So there's an interesting Ramban at the very beginning when Moshe davens to Hashem and it says Hashem Elokim Atah Chilos Al Roses Avdecha. It's the second pasuk after first pasuk Vayeschanan, then Hashem Elokim. So Rashi says Hashem Elokim means Rachamim Bedin, Rachum Bedin, merciful in judgment. So that if you close your eyes and hear the words Hashem Elokim, that sounds right. Because usually L'shem Yudke Vavke is the shame of Rachamim, and Elokim, which is usually Aleph and Lam and then Kuf and then Hey and Yud, right? That's usually shame of Din. But that's only if you close your eyes. The way it's written, says the Ramban, is not like that. The written words is the first word is not Yudke Vavke, it's Aleph, the shame Aleph Dalet, and then Nun Yud, right? And then the second word, instead of the usual Elokim, is spelled Yudke Vavke. So the way it's written is actually the opposite. It's Adon Barachamim. So, just points that out, you know, it's just an interesting machlokas. I don't know why Rashi decided his way is better. The Kri and the Ramban with the Ksiv, I have no idea, but I just pointed that out, it's just an interesting thing. Anyway, the next thing is Baal Tosef and Baal Tigra. So, the Torah says you're not allowed to add on to a mitzvah, you can't take away from it. So what that certainly includes is if you, like the Gemara says, if there are three psukim of Birkas Kohanim and you add on a fourth, or if your Torah says wear four parshas of tefillin and you wear five, that's certainly Baal Tosef, and wearing three would be a Baal Tigra, because you're doing the mitzvah, you're just doing it with more or with less. What if you completely invent your own mitzvah out of thin air? You decide it's a mitzvah to do jumping jacks on Tuesday. So is that Baal Tosef? That's adding on. Like I said, the regular mitzvah is you're doing an existing mitzvah, you're just adding on to the mitzvah. What if you invent a completely brand new mitzvah? So that's a machlokas rishonim, whether that's called Baal Tosef. The Rambam holds it is. Well, let me clarify that. The Rambam says it's Baal Tosef, and the Ramban talks about this too, which is why I'm mentioning this. But the Rambam was talking about if Beis Din invents a mitzvah and says you need to do jumping jacks on Tuesday. So if they say, because we're inventing a mitzvah darabanan, that they're allowed to do. Like the Rambam says that, the Ramban says that, we all know that, they're allowed to invent mitzvah darabanan, so that's not Baal Tosef. But what if they tell people, no, it's daraisa. The Torah says you must do jumping jacks on Tuesday. They invent a new mitzvah and tell everybody it's daraisa. So that, the Rambam says, is Baal Tosef. The Ramban here is less clear. The Ramban, well, let me say what he said. The Ramban is clear that he holds that there is Baal Tosef to invent a brand new mitzvah. It's not clear whether he holds it only applies to an individual or to a Beis Din, but it sounds to me like it's anybody. Anybody who invents a mitzvah, if he meant it only Beis Din, he certainly, Ramban's usually pretty clear, and this doesn't sound like that. It sounds to me anyway like the Ramban is saying that, if an individual invents their own mitzvah and decides they need to do jumping jacks on Tuesday because Hashem said so, they think, that would be Baal Tosef also. But I believe the Rambam says it's only when Beis Din invents a mitzvah, which Ramban mentions too. Certainly when Beis Din, the Rambam and Ramban certainly would agree that if Beis Din invents a mitzvah and pretends it's Daraisa, that would be Baal Tosef. The Rambam, I think, does not say that by an individual. The Ramban sounds like it does apply to an individual too, to invent a mitzvah. It just, you know, like the, without getting into Marmakomus, the Rashba has a, you know, sounds like he says Baal Tigra would apply to that too, which is, you know, that just means if you miss Kriyashma in the morning, besides missing Kriyashma and then Asay, you also violated the law of Baal Tigra because you didn't do a mitzvah. Okay, you could be Mechalik, not necessarily the same thing, but anyway, that's just a discussion. Okay, then we have, I believe twice in this week's parsha, where the Ramban points out again what he says many times throughout Chumash, that the main place to do mitzvahs is in Israel. Not just the mitzvahs of Tliyat Paris, not just Shemitah and all that stuff. All mitzvahs, all of them, are really meant to be done in Israel. And, you know, he says in a place that the fact that we do mitzvahs in Chutz Aretz are just to prepare us for when we go back to Israel and we can do the mitzvahs for real. It quotes a chazal like that, but really, the ikar place for mitzvahs in there. So, and it comes up a couple of places in this expression, like in Perek Dalet in Pasuk. Hey, it says, "Re'eli madati eschem hukum mishpatim kasher tivani Hashem Elokai." So far, so good. Last is Cain b'karav aretz. What do you mean b'karav aretz? That's what Mom says, because that's the place really the mitzvahs are for. Which is just also interesting. Okay, then we have the pasuk of Raki Shamalcha Shmur Nafshcha Ma'od Pen Tishkecha Sedvar Masher Roi Necha. That be careful to not forget what you saw. So Rashi says, when you don't forget the mitzvos, so then you'll be thought of as wise people and don't forget the Torah. And if you mess up the mitzvos because you forgot, so then you'll look like Shotim. Rabban, as I think is pretty famous, says, no, that's not what this pasuk means. This pasuk means don't forget Har Sinai. Don't forget the Maimed Har Sinai. It's a mitzvah. This is in the Rabban, Sheis Sechiros. It's a mitzvah to remember every day to that remember the Maimed Har Sinai. Remember that Hashem gave us the Torah. Don't forget that whole scene. The kolos, lapidim, the lightning, the thunder, the kavod, and that whole thing, the fire. And teach it to your children and your children's children. Because that's what our whole Yahadus is based on. And like he says, you know, when you tell this to your children, so number one, it's the basis of our Amuna, because this way, it's true, we saw Maimon Har Yitzias Mitzrayim, there's plenty of miracles, you can see God obviously was in charge there. But then if some other, someone comes around and says, I'm a prophet, and does a miracle, and then forget the Torah, then we'd have to go with him. So we have Maimon Har Sinai, where Hashem spoke to all of us and says, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to give another Torah. I'm giving you the Torah. You could see me yourself. And this way we could pass on to generation to generation, and all the future generations will believe us, because we're not going to say that our father heard that some guy met God. No, we met God, all of us. God spoke to the whole Jewish people, and we wouldn't be giving this down to our children lies. Nobody does that. Certainly not a whole nation. Give back. They saw something when it was all a lie. So, no, we're not Mayed Sheker Levinenu, something like that. And so therefore that'll be the basis of Amunah, that our fathers, 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 and mothers all told us that they were themselves were at Har Sinai and saw it with their own two eyes and heard God and all that. So that's the importance of that mitzvah. Later on, it says Hashem will, if they don't keep the Torah, Hashem will spread them out. Veifit Hashem eschem ba'amim. Hashem will spread you out amongst the nation, and ish'artim esheim ispar, and you'll be very few bagoyim. So the Rabban just says that you have to read that whole thing together, that you will be spread out, and therefore you will be very little. But if you count everybody together, we're not so little. So there's 10 Jews here, and 10 Jews there, and 10 Jews in this community, and that community, and we're spread out all over the place, so we're very small wherever we are. But if you put us all together, we wouldn't be so small. Okay? Okay, now this I thought very interesting, because we say similar psukim to this in Hallel, on the, you know, when we say the full Hallel. And it's in Pasuk Perek Dala, Pasuk Chav Ches, it says you'll be spread out to the Goyim, Vavadatem Shem Elohim Masi Yidei Adam, you'll worship other gods. Eitz Ve'evin, Asher Lo Yirun, V'lo Yishma'un, V'lo Yochlun, V'lo Yirichun. And we say something similar to that in Hallel. So the Ramban says two pshatim. One is the more pasha pshat, one is the one that's a little more exciting for me. Anyway, it's Asher Lo Yirun, V'lo Yishma'un, that means that these gods will not see you, these idols, they're not going to see your tzaros. They won't see, they won't hear. So what's the end? They won't eat, they won't smell. What does eating and smell have to do with the price of fish? So first pshat is, the Rambam says, is it means not only are they not alive to see anything, they don't even have like animal living where they can smell or whatever. They're just stones. Okay, that's the pasha pshat. This other one I like, it's lo yirichun, liolchun, lo yirichun means when you worship them. I like might have said. Anyway, when you worship these gods, so first of all, they're not going to see your tzaros, and then when you worship them and offer them sacrifices, they will not eat the sacrifices. Meaning, how do they eat them? Meaning, if havdil, when you bring a carbon to Hashem, a fire comes down. At least in Bayis Rishon, there was a fire there, right? A magical fire would come and eat it, and sometimes it happened in Klai Yisrael, where a fire comes down and eats the carbonos. So that won't happen. They will not eat your carbon. And lo yirichun bereich nichochachem. Like that's what it always says by Hashem. When you offer him a carbon, it's reich nichoach. So these idols are not meriach. So it's referring to when you offer them things, they won't get anything from. So in Halal, it obviously fits better with the first pshat, but it's still a geshmak pshat here. Okay, then just a technicality here, but it's interesting because it'll jump out at you if you read the psukim at all. Right before the Aseres Divrot, it says, "Anochi omed bein Hashem aveinechem ba'isehi la'agid lachem estvar Hashem ki yireisem mipnei ha'ish v'lo alisem bahar lemor." That lemor defies explanation. It says, Moshe says, I am standing between you and Hashem to tell you Dvar Hashem, because you were afraid because of the fire and you didn't go in on the mountain. Lamor. What, Lamor what? So Rashi says that Lamor is going back on that Hashem was going to speak to you. Like the pasuk before, it says, Panim b'panim dibir Hashem yimachem b'har mitoch ha'esh. That's what the Lamor is going on. Ramban says, no, that's not. It's Kipshuto. It says, I was standing between you to tell you what Hashem says, because you were afraid to go on the, up on the mountain, and you didn't go on the mountain. Lamor means saying, we will not go on the mountain. So in other words, you didn't. It's not that I figured out what you were thinking. You said so. You said, we are afraid to go on the mountain. So that's what the Lamor is going on. So, because when you read it, obviously, the Lamor sticks out. Lamor what? But the Ramban says, no, it flows. It's you didn't want to go on the mountain because you were afraid, and you didn't go up on the mountain saying what you just said, that we're too afraid to go on the mountain. Okay, now, by the Aseres HaDibros, we have the mitzvah of Shabbos, and it says your slaves should rest too. It says, B'yom HaShviyi Shabbos L'Shem L'Kecha, L'Sasas Kal Melacha, you're your kids, your shores, your whatever, V'gerach Shem Shrecha, L'ma'an Yenuach Abdecha V'amascha Kamocha, in order, sounds a little funny, in order, so that your slaves should rest like you. Remember, you were slaves in Mitzrayim, and Hashem took you out. So in other words, there's a big deal with making sure the slaves don't work. By having your slaves rest, you'll remember you used to be slaves, and you didn't rest. I mean, and Hashem took you out of being slaves, and now you can rest. So Laman means when. That's what he says. When your slaves rest, you'll remember you used to be slaves, and Hashem took you out, and you'll thank Hashem. Okay, now the next part of the Ramban that discusses Shabbos further, I hope I understood correctly. You can look at it yourself. But there's two parts to Shabbos, right? There's the Zecher, L'chidosh Olam, the Zecher L'maaseh Bereishis, that Hashem created the world. That's part of Shabbos, and also Zecher L'tzias Mitzrayim. So the pasuk that they're going on is, it says, Zachar tikiya b'di yisa b'er mitzrayim b'er tziyacha, Hashem akech mitzrayim b'chaz kar mitzrayim l'tziya, al kein tzivcha Hashem akech alasas yom ha-Shabbos. So I think the Ibn Ezra, he's quoting here, is saying that the fact that your slaves rest is Zecher L'tzias Mitzrayim. And the Ramban holds, no, it's the whole Shabbos is Zecher L'tzias Mitzrayim. Of course, it's both. But then he quotes the Moreh Nevuchim, who says that there are two parts of Shabbos. When we rest, that's to remind us that we used to be slaves. When we rest, it's to remind us that we used to be slaves. And so the Ramban says, well, that's not true, because when I sit around doing nothing, I don't remember that I used to be a slave. I'm just sitting around being a couch potato. He says, rather, it's like this. Shabbos is a time to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim and that Hashem created the world. Why? Because how are you going to know Hashem created the world if not for Yetzias Mitzrayim? Meaning, Yetzias, if you have a suffix that Hashem was Osa Maisa Bereishis, so then remember Yetzias Mitzrayim, which you saw, and then you'll know, okay, well, whoever did that obviously created the world. In other words, if there's light in the world, that was the first mimer. You don't believe there's light in the world? Well, apparently there's a God who can shut it off and shut it on whenever he wants. B'chahena. You see from Yetzias Mitzrayim that he runs the world, life and death and everything. So through that, you remember, so they each complement each other. Okay, then the next one we have, there's Lo Sana B'reachai Yitzhav, that's not one of the next one in the Ten Commandments, the next one I'm talking about, is bear false testimony against someone. So the Ramban just says this answers all kind of false testimony, even meaningless false testimony. That is, to come into Beis Din and say something that will have no legal ramifications about your friend. Like, you'll say, Reuven said he would give Shimon $100. The next thing Beis Din will ask you is, did Reuven make some kind of kinyan to be mechayev himself? And you'll say, no. So they'll say, okay, goodbye. That's irrelevant. We're not going to do anything about that. But the whole thing was a lie. You came into Beis Din and said, Reuven said he would give Shimon money. And you lied about that. So besides the isser of lying, there's a separate isser of do not give false testimony based in, so the Ramban says it comes to include even stuff that's no one's going to listen to. It doesn't matter. You can't come into it's a special av to say false testimony and based it. Okay, then we have losach mode, or losis ava, that you can't desire your friend's stuff. And he says, I'm going to quote you the words because it's important. Ki kanes bechlal chemda afilo ataiva. If you desire to steal from your friend something, mikol hashelo, that he has, you can't. I can't take this from my friend because he's stronger than me. Or I'm going to get arrested by the police. If it was up to me, I'd love to steal this from this guy. I just can't because I'll get arrested. That thought alone is over b'lav hazeh. You're over the love of los achman. You can't even think how you would take something from somebody, because if it's theirs, so then you should not desire it of it. Hashem gave it to them. Only desire your own stuff. Again, to be clear, it doesn't mean you can't want things, but you can't want your friend's thing. So what's his is his, and the desire to have that, and just I would do it. I just can't because I'll get caught. That thought is lo sachma. Okay, so now after Hashem finishes the Aseres Dibros, the Klai Yisrael say that you speak the rest, Moshe. And so the Ramban explains that this was not just that them requested it temporarily. They wanted to never have that again because it was an ace that they were, it came back to life and all that. So they didn't want to hear it directly from Hashem because they were going to die. So they said, you hear it, Moshe. But the Ramban points out this is a request forever. I mean, they always wanted to hear it through a Navi from now on so that they wouldn't die. And therefore, that's why we have Navi Mikir Bacha Me'achacha Kamon Yachem L'cha Hashem, that they had to have Nevi'im, because it was a request L'dori Doros. Okay, in Pasuk Chaches, again, you have the same thing I mentioned before, that the mitzvahs are mostly to be done in Eretz Yisrael, because again, it says, this is Perakei, Pasuk Chaches, Ba'ata po amodi madim ba'ata b'ilachas kol mitzvah achukim v'mishpatim sher talamdim ba'asu ba'aretz, and do them in the land. What again? Same thing. Only in Eretz Yisrael. The main mitzvahs are for Eretz Yisrael. Okay, then we have Shema. It says, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad V'Havta Es Hashem Elokecha with all your heart, with all your soul, V'chol Me'odecha. What does B'chol Me'odecha mean? So, the Ramban says it means with all your ma'ods. It means like very much. So it's as if it says, V'Havta Es Hashem Elokecha B'chol Avavcha V'chol Nafshecha Ma'od. Love God very, very much. With all your ma'od, it means super love. And then Chazal say it means with all your money. So then, it's just interesting. Why is B'chol Me'odecha mean your money? So, he says, because the Lashon of Ma'od is a Lashon of Riboy that sometimes refers to money. Like, Hamon is a lot, and I think it's, Mamon is very close to that. And Chayel, Asalias HaChayel HaZeh, or Chaylehem, all these things mean a lot, and they could also mean money. Okay, and what does it mean to love Hashem b'chol me'odecha? Like a lot? It means not that you should be, you do mitzvahs, not that you should be called Rebbe and whatever, rather out of love for Hashem. Okay, now this is also in Perek Vav, Pasuk Yud and Yud Aleph, we have, when Hashem brings Eretz Yisrael, and you'll see Arim Gedolos v'tobos asher lo banisa, batim leim kol tov, asher lo milesa, and houses full of all good, and boros chatzuvim asher lo chatzavta, and vineyards, kramim, v'zeisim asher lo natata, v'chalta v'savata, gidu, all of them. So Rabban quotes Chazal that all these things you could eat even if they're treif. Got that? When they came into Eretz Yisrael, either until they finished all the things that they had captured, or, according to others, the whole 7 years that they were conquering Eretz Yisrael, anything they found, they could eat. Treif, pork, literally pork, they could eat it. Anything they found. So din daraisa, that they were allowed to eat it, and like he's quoting from all these psukim, these were from these the words of the pasuk, it includes everything, meaning anything in the house, and what's and the boros, maybe there's something esser in the boros, kramim will be kilayim, zesim could be arla, all these things they're allowed to eat, as long as it's what they found, when they captured it, but anything that grew afterwards that would be esser. And he just brings machlokas, is the machlokas Rambam and Ramban, about the Rambam apparently says it applies to all wars, that Klal Yisrael can eat treif while on a war, if they're hungry and they can't find other food. So the Ramban says that is not true. It has nothing to do with whether they're hungry or not. It's just mutter. And it's only mutter in Israel, and only mutter with the goyim's stuff, but not their own stuff. They're not allowed a stami treif. It's the booty. They're allowed to eat the booty, and only in Israel. And just one notable exception, avodah zarah, like yayin nesach, they can't have. They can't have avodah zarah. But other than that, they can eat any iser, and it's not only if they're hungry, they can eat it, but only in Eretz Yisrael, only the shlal of the goyim. That's it. Okay, then we have the pasuk. It's Hashem lekach atira ve'osos ha'avod. What is osos ha'avod? The Ramban brings a drasha. Osos ha'avod refers to learning Torah. That's called avoda. Osos ha'avod refers to lilmud ha'Torah v'lagos ba. That's an avoda lefanav. Okay. Actually, I take that back. The osos ha'avod of our pasuk is talking about karbanos, but he brought another pasuk, osos ha'avod, to refer to learning Torah. That's also an avoda. Okay, later on, we have in Pasuk, Perek Vav, Pasuk Tez Zayin, Lo Sinasos Hashem Lakechem, do not test Hashem like you did in Masa, saying, Hayesh Hashem B'kirbenu Imayin. And then the Ramban says something, important, that when we say don't test Hashem, that means we all saw Maimon Har Sinai, we know Hashem's Hashem, we was Nizbara there, you know, that we have to keep the mitzvah. So what is this test exactly? So, just read his words. L'kach osher l'doros l'nasas haTorah l'neviim. You can't, therefore, for all generations, test the Torah or test the neviim. Ki ein roi l'avod Hashem al derech hamistapik. It's not roi to serve Hashem misafik. O she'elas mofis of insane. Or say Hashem, okay, if you're really around, so then do for me a miracle. Ki ein roi l'avod Hashem. I'm sorry. Ki ein rotzon Hashem l'asos nisim chaladim chaleis. Because Hashem doesn't want to do miracles for everybody at all times. Ein roi l'avdu amanas the kalb pras. You can't. It's not right to serve Hashem amanas only if He does this and that for you. El ulai imta b'avadosav lechtam darchiat tar tarvas. And it could be that you'll do mitzvahs and there'll be tzar. And your roi sheikama kol mishmatenek. And you should accept that Hashem knows what He's doing. You can daven the thing should go well, but not a test. Okay. Okay, then we say Ve'isa Sisa Yoshev Ratov Lifnei Hashem. So the Rabban says this is a big deal, because the Torah can't possibly list every permutation of doing the right thing. Meaning, it can say Lo Selech Rachel Ba'Mecha, don't say Lashon Hara, Lo Sikum Lo Siter, don't take vengeance, Lo Samon Adam Reacha, Lo Sakal Acherish, Mipnei Seiv Atakum. So many mitzvahs about how to treat people. It can't list every single aspect of how to treat people in the Torah. So I gave you one klal, and do the right thing. Asisa Yashar Ratov, be good. So the Rabban says, what does that include? It means it includes things like Oy Lefnei Mishur Sadin, and the Dina Debar Mitzvah, let someone who has a property nearby have first dibs. And he says it also includes speaking nicely to people, Diburu Benachas and Mabrios. All that's under Asisa Yashar Ratov. I can't list every little thing. Like, talk nicely to people, you know, speak Benachas. Not everything can be listed. So it gives you one klal, Asisa Hayashar Atov. Do what you know is the correct thing. So that becomes kind of like a daraisa in that way. Okay, then we have what the child asks at the Seder. So the Ramban just explains what exactly those mean. Eidos. Eidos are mitzvos that are eidos about a miracle that happened, like matzah, zeichel etzias mitzrayim, that kind of thing. Sukkah, Pesach. So that's Edus is an Edus about a story that happened, or giving Edus to something that happened. And then the other two, Chukim are Chukim, and Mishpatim are, actually he says Mishpatim are when we punish people for doing sins, like Skila for Chil Shabbos, that's Mishpatim. And as I understand it, he does not say Mishpatim means what you would think, just regular Choshe Mishpat stuff. Because he says, your kid's not going to ask you why you're doing that. That's obvious. Everybody needs to do that. You know, come up with some system. It's the other mishpatim. Why you give skila to someone who's machal shabbos or whatever. Those are the things you may ask about. The chukim, the eidos, and the mishpatim. So anyway, when he asks you these, you tell him that they're all the mitzvahs are all the tova. They're all good for us. And utzdaka tielanu ki nishmer lasas is kolam mitzvah. It'll be tzedaka for us. What does that mean? So Rabban says, because even though the mitzvahs are all good for us, and they're all giving us schar, but Hashem doesn't really have to do that because He owns us. You know, He took us out of Mitzrayim, and also, obviously, He creates us and sustains us. So it's all called staka. Any reward we get is staka. We don't deserve it. Hashem doesn't have to give us anything. We're His avadim. But it's considered, so that's why it's called staka. The schar we get is staka. Okay, now this other thing is very interesting. It's it would sound like anti-Semitic, it's really pro-Semitic, which is, it says, Hashem chose us. Hashem chose us because we are the Ma'at. So the Ramban quote says, Shlosha Azim Him. There are three tough things in the world. And in humanity, it's Yisrael. Yisrael are the Azim. Brazen, tough. And why is that a positive? So, right, you would think that's negative about Jews. Rather, it's Kiyamdu Lo Ben Nisyonos. O Yehudi O Tzolov, because we will stand to the Nisyonos that will come to us. Because the person will say, either I'll be a Jew or I'll die on the cross. Meaning, like, they're willing to give up the lives of Kiddush Hashem. They're tough. This negative sound thing that would sound like negative, that's actually our positive. So if you see another year, you feel being tough and Oz, that's why we were chosen. Because we're going to stand up for Hashem. Okay, and just at the end of the parasha, I think this is known, but just at the end of the parasha, it says, Mishalim Asono V'alpanav La'avido, Hashem repays his enemies in this world to get rid of them from the next world. So the Ramban says there are three quotes of Chazal that there are three reasons that Hashem would be marich af l'rishayim, would punish them right away. One is maybe they'll do tshuva. One is because they have to get rewards for the good things that they did in this world. And the third reason would be in case a tzaddik would come from them. Sometimes if someone has a tzaddik come from them, then they'll be spared because the tzaddik comes from them. And those are the three reasons. Okay, stop here.